to the Len Hill Podcast, an unofficial Sea of Thieves podcast. I am your host, Michael. Join me with my co-host, Brian. How's it going, Brian?
Hey, everyone. What's going on?
All right. So we are a brand new podcast. We absolutely love Sea of Thieves. We've been paying attention for, seems like, at least a year. I mean, it was first teased a couple years ago at E3, but here we are, and we're really excited about the community. And we want this podcast to be more than just weekly news updates, tips, discussions. We want it to be a lot of fun stories to share from us, from you guys as well. But most importantly, we really want to be a forefront for the community alongside the great communities on Reddit and other channels as well, YouTube, Twitch. We want to make sure that this game is obviously fantastic. We want to look at it with a critical eye, but also celebrate the positivity and accomplishments that the game has. I mean, I think everyone can agree that it's a beautiful game. And once we get the full game in our hands, we'll be able to really tell. So we want this podcast to really shape and hopefully give critical and positive, but also some negative feedback as well to Rare, so that we can make this game last hopefully 5 to 10 years is what they've said to us. So we are super excited to have this podcast. So let's jump in.
Yeah, let's do it.
So first impressions. Before we played the game, I think the first thing everyone thought of is, will this be a game that lasts more than a couple of hours? It seems a little repetitive. Go from point A to point B. I don't know what you were thinking, Brian, before you picked this up, just watching video.
Yeah, I kind of had similar thoughts on the game. If it was going to be like a kind of like a grind, you just get quests, go find the treasure and return it and sell it and rinse and repeat. But after playing the scale test this weekend, it's a lot more than that. Going from point A to point B, you have to sail the ship, and that presents its own challenges. And that in its own is just, it's what the game is, sailing the ship. And I definitely had a lot of fun sailing the ship. I didn't find it to be repetitive at all. Finding the treasure was fun, and selling it was also great. But just being on the ship, there's something about it, sailing on the open waters and working together with your team, that just made it a lot of fun and something that I want to play it right now, even though the scale test is done. I'm just itching to get back on the water.
Yeah, dude, it was really fun. I mean, we were able to play together and also separately as well. And it was a lot different watching it versus playing it. And I would advise, if it looks like there'll probably be another skill test, but if you can get your hands on the game, you'll change your mind if you're being skeptical. I think the physics, right, of driving the ship, I don't know if you noticed this as well, but I really felt the waves. I mean, I almost got seasick, I feel like. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, I think Rare did such a great job with all that. You can really feel everything. You feel the ship pulling against you with high winds. You feel the waves bouncing against the ship. The camera angle tilts as you're going up and down these waves. I mean, I thought it was awesome being on there.
And so about 75% of the game, right, is at sail. You're at sea. There's no, I mean, there are sort of hub worlds, right? Like when you're at the port and you know, you could buy stuff there, but most of the game is at sea. And so really there's going to be problems that happen. It's not so simple going from point A to point B. And I think what we learned from the skill test, which is great, is that there's two main encounters you're going to find. First is storms, when you're getting struck by lightning as you're piloting the ship, and you're going to get holes in the ship, as well as you're gonna have to take the water out. I know I sunk my boat once as going solo, and that's also something we'll talk about later is playing solo. But and the second encounter is player versus player. And I don't know about you, but I ran into ships enough to make it challenging, but not too much where it was super annoying and where I couldn't even do anything in the game.
Yeah, I thought the player encounters were it was at a good enough rate where you're not constantly worrying about someone else trying to sink your ship, but you could find other ships if you really wanted to and go after them. But I definitely thought that, I think Rare said they're going to do something like every 30 to 45 minutes, you'll see another player. Is that right? Something like that.
Yeah. I think they may have said like 15 to 30, but
Oh, even better.
But which is enough to make it challenging, but not too much where you can't play the game. And I think that's something before I played was something I was really concerned about, which was, you know, you spend $60 on the game, which is right the typical price for a AAA game, and you're not going to be able to play it. Like when you get to an island, you're going to have somebody come after you right away, or when you're trying to bring back the treasure. And I think that's something I didn't run into actually a whole lot playing the game. We probably played, I mean, just this weekend alone, like over 10 hours. And it never drove me crazy enough where I just wanted to put the game down. And that was something I was really concerned about.
Yeah, I don't think I saw anyone on land. It was mostly just other ships sailing. But I think the encounter rate, they may have scaled it up for this, for the scale test. I'm not sure about that, but I think the encounter rate was at a good level. I wasn't constantly looking over my shoulder. I was actually hoping that I would see other players just to get a little more action in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was a great balance most of the time of encountering other players. But I mean, for example, when I was playing solo a little bit, trying it out, I got to a port and saw a galleon parked. And so obviously I have to assume there's at least three or four players on that boat. And I had about four chests on my ship. And so I made the decision not to go for it. I actually parted and went for a different port across the map. And so those are like the really cool decisions you can make playing the game is, do you want to take the risk or do you just want to sail past and go to another port? And actually at that other port, there was a ship there parked too, but it was a small solo boat. So I decided to just do it and didn't have any problems. But I think that's something people are generally concerned about is, can you even play the game? And I think that's something that you don't have to worry about.
Yeah, and you got to be careful because if you are solo and you have all those chests, if you offload one, a galleon can come by and players can jump off and steal your boat. So that's something, definitely something to worry about. But I didn't encounter anything like that. But I like that there's that aspect of the game that it's not, you don't just pull up, sell your chest, and go on your way. You really got to be strategic about what you're doing and watch your loot.
Right. And so I think that goes into the next topic, which is, would we recommend this if, you know, you're a solo player or you don't really play with friends? Or I know that's something I was kind of thinking about because I don't have that many friends that are going to buy this game. I played a few hours of solo, and obviously it's the beta, the scale test, where we don't have the full game yet. But let's say honestly, I would play this game by myself if I really had to. I think you're always going to be busy when you're solo, right? Between driving the ship, checking the map to see if you're on course, checking the compass, looking around you. There's a lot going on constantly that you have to worry about. The only problem, Brian, that I would see with solo is those two encounters, right? PvP, you're encountering another ship, and a storm. Because during a storm, you're really on damage control the entire time, and you really have to be careful piloting, because when there's a storm, not only is the boat flooded, you're going to get holes in the ship, but your steering wheel is going to be out of control. The compass is screwing up. You don't know which direction you're really going. And so that's the only issue that I see with solo, is like trying to manage that by yourself. And storms, in my experience, you might disagree, but I feel like it happened a little bit too much during the scale test. What do you think?
Yeah, storms are pretty frequent, but I think it's they were there to kind of add that extra layer to the game, that extra element, so you're not just, it's not just smooth sailing the entire game. And I think this is a good point, a good time to discuss a little bit of what you can actually do on the ship and like what goes into sailing a ship, because it's not just turn left, turn right, and you're there. Someone has to captain the ship, so someone's steering all the time. Someone's got to be setting the sails and adjusting the sail direction to catch the wind. Someone's got to be looking out for rocks and other players. So if you are sailing the ship by yourself, you have to do all that. And it could be a little bit overwhelming, but at the same time, I think it's a lot of activity, so you're not ever bored. Like, you're not just sitting there sailing along. There's something to do all the time.
No, exactly. I agree with that. I had a lot of fun solo as well. Not that I didn't like playing with you, Brian, but I did really enjoy solo just because there's like you're constantly doing stuff. You're never bored. And the difference between if you haven't been able to play the skill test yet, there are two different ships. So the main one, which is the recommended one, is the Galleon, which is 3 to 4 people, and the smaller boat is 1 to 2 people. And what was great about this past scale test is that they changed the fact that if you are on a galleon, you can have three. You don't necessarily need to match make a fourth. You have the option to, which is cool. But when, we were playing actually, Brian, when you left the game and me and our other buddy were playing, they actually match make the third person. So I think that you can't have two on a galleon. You have to have a third. So sometimes it'll be matchmaked in that situation. But so, I mean, let's talk about the different jobs, right? So the difference between the galleon and the smaller boat is that the galleon has three sails. The small solo or dual
The sloop.
boat, what is it called
It's
again?
called a sloop. Yeah, the galleon and the
The
sloop.
sloop.
Yeah.
The sloop has just one sail. So you have a lot less to worry about. And it's really nice that they position the sail next to where you're steering, so you don't have to like run around too much, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They
The galleon's actually pretty big. Like, the sails are pretty far apart. You have to run to the front of the ship, do one, then there's the middle sail, and then you got to run up to towards the steering wheel to do the third sail. So there's a lot going on, but on the sloop, it's pretty easy. It's all right there for you.
exactly. I mean, what did you think of it? Do you think 3 people on a galleon was enough or too much?
I thought it was a good. It was a. You could definitely have one more person, just because you need someone to navigate, you need someone to steer, you need someone to constantly be checking the map. And then obviously someone for the sales, but I think doing it with three was pretty fun. It's kind of rewarding with only three people, just to know that you're doing this whole ship one man down and still getting to where you need to go. But I thought it was fun because there was always something to do with three people. But four people, I mean, it'd be just as fun, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think the three was just great because I mean a fourth would be really nice. I think I tell you, the time where you really value the fourth or the second person on a sloop is during PvP and during storms. I think when it's smooth sailing, it's not as big of a deal, but you really, really appreciate it when you have those two encounters. And I think those are the main two encounters. I can't think of a third one, but that's when you really notice having a fourth or a third. You could definitely get away with three because during an encounter with a PvP, you have people on the cannons. You have one person steering, hypothetically. You have someone doing damage control downstairs if you have to patch things up or get the water out. And the fourth, either you have a second cannonball person or someone's adjusting the sails because you want to try to match as much as possible, trying to catch the wind. So you can either, if you're trying to escape, you can just bolt, or you're trying to catch up to them. There's different scenarios, which I think it makes it really fun when you have 4 people.
Yeah, I agree. In those situations, you definitely want a fourth, especially if you're going up against a team of four. Just say you're evenly matched and everyone's contributing. It's a little bit difficult with three going up against a team of four. But I mean, and we went up against a team of four a couple times, and I think we managed to sink their boat once, which was a great feeling.
But I think what's really cool about that, just to quickly gloss over, is that PvP combat is, it feels balanced, and it's not easy, right? To like try to shoot somebody, or the combat they don't make easy, like the shooting in it.
No, it's not easy at all, but I think it's at a good place where it's like difficult enough that you have to really be diligent about where you aim the cannons and all that stuff. But they made it rewarding to where when you actually do connect, it's a great feeling and you know that you've done something. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, and the physics of the cannons too is unbelievable. I mean, it really feels real, and you definitely have to have some type of perception, some skill to shoot down another boat, especially when you're a little bit further away.
Right, you got to take into account wind and the angle that you're going and speed and everything. Because if you launch a cannon, the cannonball is just going to fly based on the physics of what you're doing. It's not just going to go straight. There's no like hit scanning or anything. So you really got to aim that thing and predict where the ship is going to be.
And I think the wind is also a factor in that as well.
No, definitely.
Especially when you shoot it a little bit higher in the air. And there's another part of the PvP, which is the resource management, which is another layer which adds strategy to the game, which is trying to manage having your planks. So putting planks on the holes in the boat, then how many cannonballs you have on the ship, how many bananas you have if you're getting hit, let's say shooting down or getting cannonballed. So there's a lot of resource management, and I think that's also just another piece of the pie that adds so much strategy, so much depth into this game.
Right, you really got to think about every time you go out on a voyage and you hit an island, you really got to take inventory of what you have. And there's barrels on every island, so it's pretty easy to stock up, but you want to just get as many cannonballs as you can. You definitely need planks so that your boat doesn't sink if you get hit. And then the bananas, like you mentioned, just grab as many as you can when you're on an island and restock those. Because if you run out, if you encounter a ship, say you encounter a ship and you defeat them, but now you're low on resources and another ship comes along, now you're kind of screwed and any inventory that you have is definitely in danger to be lost.
Yeah, exactly. I really think it's really easy, right, to stock up, but you quickly deplete when you're in like a long battle. And I think we had some battles that lasted maybe like 15 minutes, maybe more. Like, and I think at one point we did run out of planks, and there it's like, you gotta make the decision. I mean, hopefully you don't have any treasure on boat, or, you know, one problem with the game, right, is like, if you don't have any treasure on the boat, you don't feel as bad losing the battle, because, right, like, there's no, like, and progression we'll get into in a little bit, but, like, there's no, like, PvP progression as of right now.
Which I like. I like that. It doesn't make it, it doesn't, like, if you have that, it becomes kind of serious, and you're really, you're really just, like, grinding in a battle to try and win. But if you have nothing on board, it's kind of just, you're just playing with house money, you're just there for fun, launching the cannons, and just doing everything that a pirate would do, which is, I think it's a great aspect that it's not, like, super serious, that you can still relax and have fun without having to worry about any sort of, like, competitive ranking or anything.
Right, and I think, well, I mean, I would say, 90% of the boats that, at least in my, from my experience facing, all went for me. Like, no boats were just like, oh, hey, like, we're just gonna pass you. Like, they all went for me. And maybe just people are like just messing around since it's the beta or the scale test, but I really, people definitely really went for me. And I was more, and I think that goes into like the fact that this game is more objective based rather than like PvP based.
I would agree with that 100%. I mean, it's more about like your playstyle. So you could be someone who's like a gunner and just go out and try and sink other ships and steal their treasure. But at the same time, you can just do what we did during the scale test, which is more about just learning how to navigate the ship and getting where you need to go. Because that's basically what this game is. It's you running a ship with your friends and getting treasure along the way and having these encounters. But it really is just, the game really caters to everyone's playstyle, which I definitely like. So you know, you can be super serious and just go straight for treasure and protect your loot that you have, or you can just go and have fun and get in battles with other ships, which is also really, really fun.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what the beauty of this game is, that it is really a true open world game, and you can play however you want. And most of the people that I either like watched on YouTube and the people that I was playing against all sort of wanted that PvP experience. And maybe people are just playing with nothing to lose, since obviously our games aren't going to be saved after the each scale test. So it's tough to say until the full game actually comes out, which I think kind of goes into the last topic we wanted to go over, which is progression. And progression is obviously still, we don't have the full game, but we know that there's going to be three factions. You gain a reputation, but I know progression before coming in was a huge concern. Brian, I don't know what you thought, but for me, like, I played one day, right, on Saturday for the skill test, and I literally kept wanting to progress, even though I knew that my game wouldn't save for, like, the full game. I really wanted to keep ranking up.
Yeah, I would agree with that definitely. There's just something about gaining levels and getting reputation and hitting that next level. That, like, I think Rare has done a great job of creating that like feeling that you want to just keep getting to the next level with your faction. The island started to get bigger. You started to get more quests per voyage. So at the beginning, it would just be one island. Then, as you hit a certain level with that faction, it'd be two islands, and there might be two or three treasure chests per island. So it's just scaling up each voyage to make it a little bit harder, a little bit more challenging, and also a little bit more rewarding. And I definitely had that feeling of I wanted to keep playing, I wanted to hit the next level so I could upgrade or increase my reputation with that faction and get those bigger quests.
And the beauty of the faction is that you don't necessarily have to just choose one. You can do all three. But obviously you're going to level up with, you're probably going to pick one main one that you're going to do to just level up, level up, level up. Because if you split your time with all three, you're going to be progressing through all of them, but you're just going to be at a lower level than, let's say, if you committed 90% of your time to gold hoarders or something like that. So I think that'll be like really fun for people to play around with, and also it kind of differentiates what you're doing. So you're not just always looking at like treasure maps, you're doing a variety of things. And so I think it's, no, so I think it's really awesome that you don't have to like just choose one and that's it for the game. You can do whatever you want. You can do all three. Like that's, I think that's really cool. It gives you a variety and it keeps you going and it keeps motivating you and incentivizes you to come back to the game constantly.
Right, it prevents the game from getting old. That's like what we kind of are what we thought might happen with this game is that it would get old after a while and be too repetitive. But with all these different factions, there's definitely a lot more to do than they showed in the beta, which is a great thing because I had a ton of fun in the beta. I did not feel like it got old, and we played for like 10 plus hours over the course of 2 days, and the time just flew by. I did not ever feel like I needed to take a break. I just wanted to keep playing because the game is so much fun. You're just doing all these different things, and you're just having a great time. Like even when you're not, while you're sailing the boat, if it's nothing's crazy is going on, you can just be on the boat. You can play music, and there's grog down below on the second deck that you can drink. And there's all these different little character aspects of the game that define the game. And I mean, I'm just super excited for launch.
Right, and the other aspect that we actually didn't really cover about progression yet is the fact that most of the progression is going to be skins, like a jacket or a peg leg, things like that is where most of the progression is going to be based around, and not necessarily like upgrading your weapons or things like that that just give you advantage over another player. It seems like it's always a level playing field.
Right, which is great. And one of the things that Rare said about this game is that they want you to become a pirate legend. And part of that, it's not necessarily about having a better weapon than somebody else, but it's about customizing your character. Like, if you give your guy a peg leg, you can make up some story of how he lost that leg. And it's all about just creating a character that you can play through and really just define yourself. And there's all, I mean, with the progression and getting gold and everything, I didn't feel a need like for a new gun or a better gun. Like the guns are what they are. They're fun to use as is, but like getting the cooler skins for them, I definitely like that aspect of not having to worry about somebody else having a better gun than me. I can just go up against them 1v1. We have the same guns, but my pirate looks a lot different than your pirate. Like there's a lot of characters to this game that really helps make it what it is. Progression's definitely not an issue for me. That's not something that I'm really worried about. And after playing, it's not even on my radar anymore. It's just about jumping into this game and having a good time with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a good attitude to have about this game. I think we're always, when it comes to multiplayer games in general, we're always concerned or wanting to know, like, hey, how do I progress? Am I gonna get cool armor? Am I gonna get upgraded weapons? Or can I like make my character do certain things, emotes and such? But with this game, it's really just about the experience, and as cliche as it sounds, it is really fun once you get your hands on it. It just seems like everyone is having a good time. I mean, obviously there is definitely some negative feedback that players have had, but it's not like they're not going to play the game because of it. They just want to make the game better.
Do we want to jump into some of that negative feedback? Some of the issues that people have brought up in the scale tests?
Yeah, I mean, I think the main ones, like, is the respawn mechanics. So let's say you and a couple friends, you sink another galleon. The boat will s respawn in the exact same space, and you'll be in the same game. So we'll be sitting there, right? Like we're like still like maybe we're still patching up the boat. We're like low in resources, but now they are there again, and they're just gonna keep attacking you.
Yeah, it's kind of creates this environment where if you sink a ship, you're now under the gun to get the treasure off their ship, patch up your ship, and sail away as fast as possible because the respawn time and the proximity of the ship that you just sunk, they respawn really quickly and respawn right next to you, and they have a fully stocked boat. So now all of a sudden you're low on resources, and they come at you with a fully stocked ship, brand new, and so it makes it super easy for them to attack you because you're basically a sitting duck now. And I think that's something that Rare definitely has to change because it makes it so you don't like want to go up against another ship because if you sink them, you know that in a couple minutes you're gonna be sunk and now you're gonna lose all the treasure that you just gained. So it's not rewarding in that sense, knowing that they can just come back at you and take back what you just won fair and square.
Exactly. I mean, I think, I mean, there's definitely a lot of things. I think the two things that we kind of talked about earlier is one, respawning in a different game. So, right, and just to try to explain this as best as I can, like all the ships aren't in the same game, right? Like we're all in different like servers, different games, so that it's obviously not like a cluster out there. So if you maybe respawn in a different game where there's no boats around, that would be ideal probably. But the other solution, maybe a little bit easier, is that you stay in the same game, but you respawn like at a port or something like that. And like, sorry, you just have to sail all the way back there. Like, I don't think it's, I mean, maybe you'll respawn at like the closest port to you, but that's just like kind of part of the game, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should. The respawns neither. I definitely like the idea of going into a new server. Like, if you're out on the open water and you lose, then you should be punished and kicked to a new server so you have no chance of getting that treasure back because you lost. You were just either worse at gunfighting or the ship jumped you and you lost. Either way, this is a pirate game and you lost, so you should be kicked to like a new server or just respawn across the map. That would just be way better because if you're across the map, it's going to take a decent amount of time to get your ship set up again and sail all the way back to the island that you were at. But there's definitely things that they could do to improve that system, and I think they must do that in order to keep the players happy because I think that in itself could be something that ruins the game. But I think that there's been enough feedback from the community thus far that they'll be able to change that.
Yeah, I agree. I think they're definitely well aware of the issue. We're not like geniuses trying to come up with like the only solution. Like I'm sure they've thought of like all these scenarios, and it really comes down to like those technical abilities. Like I mean, I still think the sandbox for this game is absolutely genius, and I think a technical achievement in itself. Just like the way that, I mean, for one, Xbox and PC players play together, like, and you don't even notice that, and just all the sandbox elements. This is one that I don't think this should like scare you from playing or like trying, but it definitely is something that's a little bit annoying.
It's just something to be aware of. Like, if you're considering getting this game and you hear this issue, it's only one issue and they will definitely fix it. So don't let it stop you from getting the game. Everything else that we've talked about, it makes the game enjoyable and definitely playable. But like, this is just one issue that I'm sure they're working on a fix for.
Yeah, it's definitely not a deal breaker in the
No, not at
least.
all.
But I think what we want to do with this podcast as well is just like have that critical eye and just do fight for those changes to make this game the best possible. Just because, I mean, like I want to say I love this game even though the game's not even out, but like I love this game and like we just all want the best out of it.
We just want it to be the best game that it can possibly be, and the early signs are showing that it is a great game. But I mean, like with any game, there are things that can be improved, and this is just one of those things.
Yeah, exactly. Is there anything else, Brian, before we say our goodbyes?
I think we hit everything. I just hope that there's another scale test before this game launches, because I don't think I can go a month without playing it.
Well, there have been two in a row, so we'll see. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Lan Ho, a Sea of Thieves podcast. We are going to be launching every single week a new podcast, and hopefully leading up to the launch, we just build up on the hype of the game. Hopefully share some tips, but also fun stories, and obviously have some critical feedback for hopefully the folks at Rare if they happen to be listening to us. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/landhopepodcast and on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and hopefully Spotify very soon. Thank you so much.